Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of enjoying the goodness of heaven's blessings upon us, your favor, in your peace, and in your presence, and your protection. And we thank you for our daily bread this day, giving us sufficient to take up the cross, your will for our lives, and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Psalm 147, verse 12 to 14 from the Jubilee translation. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of thy gates. He has blessed thy sons within thee. He who makes peace to be thy borders shall fill thee with the finest of the wheat.
Amen. This, you see, this is a prophetic word to the Jews. And in Jerusalem, so it was hundreds of years ago, and it says if they praise the Lord, then their borders will be peaceful. He'll protect them, provide, give them the choicest wheat, the best provision. Amen. Just like he has now for his church, his ecclesia, the called out ones. But we all know what happened in that day. He came to his own. In John chapter 1, says he came to his own, but they didn't receive him. But then he does say in that, but whoever receives him, he will give power to become sons of God. And so we know they didn't receive him. He said he would so have loved to gather them like a hen would gather their chicks, but you wouldn't have it. And now your house will be desolate. So judgment came upon them. Their temple was lost. Jerusalem was destroyed, and they were scattered. But the beautiful thing he says there, we see now not just Israel, but all the kingdoms of the world is shaking, because it's a time now for those very words to be fulfilled, I believe, where Jesus says to them there at that time, where he says that you wouldn't let me draw you in, bring about all the goodness that I've got for you. But then he says, until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And the gospel starts with us accepting Jesus, coming, acknowledging him as a Lord and Savior who has dealt with our sins, so we can have righteousness, the plan, the purpose that God has for us from the very beginning. And so that's the reality we sit at. Us that has come, the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We experience the day of salvation. We experience salvation developing from a baby to a young man to a father. And so we got to stand fast and stand strongly now in this time. Because it's a time to stand. It's evil day when everything is being shaken. But we know these realities are ours. We have got peace. We've got the protection. We've got the provision. We've come into the shelter, Psalm 91, and therefore we are in the shadow of the Almighty. And then we got those wonderful promises that then follow on from Psalm 91. And then also the wonderful promises of being the bride that we got in Isaiah 54. We've been married to another so as to bear fruits to God. So stay strong. Pray for all people. Pray for Israel. Pray for all people. Because the security, the peace, the provision is found in no other name but in the name of Jesus. And he's brought about the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And what is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And that's the reality. That's the new temple. That's the new kingdom. That's where we gotta, everyone's gotta come into. The disciples, the prophets of old, and the disciples that became the apostles, they are all in the kingdom. They're the very foundation together with Jesus, and we've been built onto it. So we pray the Jews come in and become true Jews, circumcised in the heart, and their praises from God, And so we pray all the other nations come in, so that we can, this age of darkness and light can be, the darkness can be dealt with, and the beautiful age of the Lord, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, can become a reality. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.